Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics live at 11:53 a.m. on October 16th. Another rather wild day in the precious metals markets, and we'll get right to it as this is going to be a short one. Actually, I have a call coming up with someone at the top of the hour. Not sure it's appropriate yet to mention this publicly, although it would be one of the more intriguing people I've talked with, let alone who said he is probably going to be up for an interview on the channel. We'll have some insight into what we see going on here. So first of all, you can see the gold futures, $8 and change away from 4,300, up $90 on the day. And I would say that for any gold and silver investors who always wondered if one day we'd see something where prices just surged, we're seeing that now. This week has been stunning, both in gold and silver, especially gold. And on the verge of 4,300. And I might add, this is before we didn't just have Lehman Brothers blow up or Silicon Valley Bank blow up. Yes, there's things that are far from ideal, and especially when measured in real terms, there's a lot you could say about the economy. Although, you know, it's not like we're in crisis now. And anyway, you can see silver also surging again. This spread had gotten a little wider about an hour ago, has now come back in. But as we take a look at, here is the spot price of silver, and you can see over the last few hours surging yet again. Spot price was about flat last night and then took off, as you can see here, about 9:15, 9:30. And then the futures were already up last night, have similarly accelerated today, but up $1.95. So futures now in record territory as well. We had a record spot price earlier this week, but now that's $53 futures. And you can see, they don't have the all-time range there, just the 52-week range, but that is a record for the futures at 53.30, we'll call it. And then here we have the spot price, 53.86, approaching 54 bucks, truly stunning. And so I guess my headline that the spread was blowing back out because it was at 70 cents last night, it was a little higher a little bit ago, has come back even. But here's the dilemma that you have with that, because we saw that the withdrawals from the COMEX, there had been withdrawals earlier this month, but really started surging last Thursday when this spread first blew out. So, and that was when the spread has been anywhere from, yesterday was the first time it dropped back below a dollar, I believe, got as high as $3. So you could say on one hand, if that spread narrows, an indication, maybe things smoothing out, normalizing. Yet if the spread narrows and is not sufficient enough, then will we continue to see metal go back? I would think if the spread is smaller, that makes it harder to do or less profitable. So you'd see less. About 12 to 15 million ounces has left the COMEX in the last week. So I would call that the buying some time range rather than a permanent solution, especially. Gee, will be interesting to see what happens in India when they open their market back up. Just to the degree that, you know, when someone, you tell someone they can't have something. So if there's a shortage and there was already a surge there, what are Indian people thinking as they wait for shipments to come in or to be able to buy new shares in their ETFs? So something to keep an eye on. And then the last one, just before we wrap up here, here is the dollar index. You can see dollar index actually up about 2% since July. So what we're seeing in gold and silver, this isn't just the dollar index falling, because here you can see since July, I mean, there's silver gone from 36 to 53. And you take a look at gold from July, gold's up $1,000 since July. So we have, maybe some other day we'll calculate if these are the two most historic particular legs of any gold and silver rally, but wherever you want to stack them, you know, they're happening while the dollar has also been rallying. So anyway, I will wrap up for now. I'll mention that covering this in written form each day at goldandsilverdaily.substack.com, and I'm guessing I'll find out whether I can mention who our rather intriguing mystery surprise hopeful guest will be. Although in either case, someone who has access to the market unlike anyone I have spoken with in my life, I will say that. And I'm sure I'll have some takeaways to put in today's column later. So anyway, that is the update. You're living through history, especially for those of you who've purchased gold and silver mining shares. Hopefully you're certainly enjoying that part of it. And but I would just say take a moment to stop and appreciate what you're seeing. There are people who've been waiting for this almost longer than I've been alive, that many of our viewers and friends have been alive, and just truly exciting to see. So go out there, have a great day, and we will see you again tomorrow. We got David Morgan video coming up at 4:30 p.m. Eastern today. And again, another update on the Substack in just a little bit.